949-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
It's time now on the Phil Henry Show for Point of View. And this is one of our listeners who has called in with a point of view, actually faxed this point of view in and wants to talk about it on our program. And his name is Dave Oliva. And Dave, you are from the San Fernando Valley, correct?
Oh, yes, sir. That's correct.
And you are going to school?
Yes, sir. I currently attend L.A. Mission College.
What are you taking there?
Yes, sir. I take law enforcement.
To be a police officer?
That is correct, sir. Yes. I want to become a member of the LAPD.
LAPD. So you would go to the LAPD Police Academy?
Yes, sir.
And, Dave, you had a take on the Winter Olympics. Tell me a little bit about that and how the Winter Olympics and our efforts in Afghanistan tie in.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I want to salute our men and women who are fighting for us in Afghanistan right now for our freedom. As an aspiring police officer, I recognize the service that they do to for this country. The second thing I want to say is that I believe America right now needs to present as strong a face to the world as we possibly can. I think we have to show how strong we are, how resolute we are, and how ready for the job we are to drive the enemies of America, the terrorists of America, out of wherever they're hiding. But I think it's important to make sure that the world sees us as a strong power and not a power that is weak. And that's why I faxed in what I did about that.
What did you fax in?
What I said was I do not feel that we need to be embarrassed in the Winter Olympics. It's a bad time for America to be in the Winter Olympics. It's a bad time for us to go to the Winter Olympics and, you know, I mean, do what we usually do, and that's get beat up bad, you know. I mean, we don't do good in the Winter Olympics, and I'm very concerned that this will be used as some kind of propaganda by Bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda network.
Okay, so America being in the Winter Olympics is bad propaganda and can be used by Bin Laden?
Because we don't do good.
Because we do not do well in the Winter Olympics. And Bin Laden might get a hold of this.
Well, I don't know if Bin Laden will, but just the people of the world every 4 years are treated to the spectacle of America being somebody's bitch, you know? I mean...
Okay, if we can, you know, clean it up a little bit.
Well, no, but I mean, every 4 years we're Norway's bitch, we're Finland's bitch. I mean, we don't know how to be good in the games they play in the Winter Olympics. I live in America. I was born and raised in America, and I don't know how half of these games that they play.
You know. Well, I mean, okay. The Winter Olympics do feature some sports that are primarily winter sports. Are you from Southern California, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now we don't, I guess, maybe have as much opportunity here to be in the snow as some other people. Although we can go 3 hours up the freeway and be at Mammoth, or go over to Big Bear, 2.5 hours away. But I know what you're saying. There's probably no real thirst for the luge, or for toboggan, or something.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
But you feel that could hurt us. You feel that is hurting us.
Oh, absolutely, I do. I mean, we are right now trying to get the respect of the world to hold a coalition together, which is a coalition of countries that are devoted to beating Bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda network. And then we go to the Winter Olympics, and our hockey players look like crap. I mean, they get the crap kicked out of them. We go to do the, like you were saying, toboggan. We get the crap kicked out of us and that. We go to do the biathlon. There's not even an American that can know what a biathlon is, you know, and there's nobody that can do it good.
Well, the biathlon is something that is shooting and skiing?
Yeah, shooting and skiing, okay, yeah. Yeah, big sport in America, man. I mean, all of that stuff, we go to the Winter Olympics every 4 years, and we don't seem to have a problem getting our asses handed to us, you know, but now all bets are off, man. We can't afford to look bad in front of nobody. That's why this Winter Olympics, I think America should boycott, and I think America should not...
Now, are you aware of the fact that America is hosting the Winter Olympics this year?
Yes, sir, I am. Yes, sir.
And that doesn't have any impact on that?
No, I feel bad for Salt Lake City and the people who put the Winter Olympics together there, but I feel they should have known, and I think the people in Salt Lake City have proven... I mean, I don't want to say nothing bad or anything, man, but they have proven to be so stupid. I mean, first of all, they messed up with a lot of stuff they were doing there, like with payoffs and stuff,
And it, well, I don't know that was Salt Lake City or Sydney.
No, I think Salt Lake City.
I don't know that. Was Salt Lake City involved in some of that payoff stuff? They were? All right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were, okay? Then, they're so stupid they have the Winter Olympics there, even though America's in a war. So now our athletes are supposed to go to Salt Lake City, look like crap playing hockey, look like crap doing, like, speed skating. And the next thing you know, we're, like, on the podium, third place, the bitch dog to the Finns and the Canadians, and some dudes from Denmark. I mean, right, you know. So America is like Rover to Denmark? No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Mr. Henry, no offense, but, you know, figure skating, none of this stuff is enhancing our image internationally, and that's why I say we need to boycott the Olympics. And
it wouldn't be a boycott. It would be simply an effort by us not to be involved in the Olympics right now, because you're afraid that we get our butts kicked every 4 years in the Winter Olympics, and it would hurt our image internationally at a time when we need to look strong.
Yes, sir, that's absolutely right. We have men and women on the line right now in Afghanistan. Their lives are on the line. They could die for America. God bless those people. And we're going to go out and look like somebody's bitch in the biathlon? Yeah, sure. Yeah, man, I'm sure.
Okay, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking here with Dave Oliva. Put him on hold for a minute. I don't think that he means to sound as strident as he does, although he sounds very strident. He says, we ought to boycott the Winter Olympics because we never do well in the Winter Olympics, and now the whole world is going to look at us doing badly in the Winter Olympics while we're trying to present a very strong face to the world with our military action in Afghanistan. And his last comment there I thought was a little bit provocative. Dave, you're not saying that we're putting our men and women in harm's way by being in the Winter Olympics, do you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, sir.
No, wait a minute. You're saying that by us going figure skating and playing hockey,
we are putting our men and women at risk, because Finland is going to come and kick our ass, and Norway will kick our ass, Russia, everybody, and then the Al-Qaeda network will say, oh, well, whatever, man. These cats are Norway's bitch. Let's go attack. Charge, you know, and they'll come over the hill, man. Bad news.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. For every 4 years, we're Norway's bitch in the Olympics. That's what he says, Dave. And this year, it's bad to go to the Winter Olympics because we can't get beat this year. We got guys, men and women, over there in harm's way. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is Point of View. We're speaking with Dave Oliva, who's a listener of ours, who sent in this point of view, and that is, leave the Winter Olympics behind. It's bad for our image. The Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
But that's what's embarrassing about it.
Okay, Dave is with us. Dave has got his point of view this week. Dave Oliva, that we America does nothing but badly in the Winter Olympics. And because of that, we shouldn't be in the Winter Olympics, especially now, since it makes us look weak to the rest of the world, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we have a military action in Afghanistan that is completely away from the Winter Olympics. Has nothing to do with the Winter Olympics. I don't even think they follow the Winter Olympics in Afghanistan or those parts of the world.
No, but right now we need to look strong. I mean, it's embarrassing to me, Mr. Henry, to say that America doesn't do well in the Winter Olympics, especially when you look at a sport like skiing, which, I mean, I can't believe how easy that is to do, you know. Any monkey could out-ski, you know, any monkey could get on skis, but that's the problem. Any monkey could out-ski our ski team, you know. And so a lot of these sports in the Winter Olympics is doubly embarrassing for us to lose. That's all I'm saying.
Well, wait a minute. You said that skiing's easy?
Yeah, I mean, skiing. I mean, it looks ridiculous. Guys strap on a couple of 2x4s and go down a hill is not that tough to do. How come we're not better at it? I don't know.
Well, the U.S. ski team's generally pretty good. But when you say it's easy, have you ever skied?
you don't have to ski, man, to know that that's easy to do. You're going down a hill on snow. Think about surfing or something like that that takes some talent, okay? Think about that. But if you think about skiing, it's the easiest thing there is in the world to do because all you're doing is going down a hill. The hill doesn't move. The waves move, you know? You just stand up and you're skiing. The other sport like bobsled, that's easy. Luge, that's easy. All of these sports that the rest of the world thinks is so important are the easiest things to do, and we look bad at it. I mean, America looks like stupid. A true athletic event, man, is running, long jumps, swimming. That's athletics, okay? So to me, it's important right now for America to recognize that we're not even good at sports that are easy to do, like standing around on a pair of skis or something like that.
Well, I'll tell you something. You've never been skiing, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've been skiing. It's not easy to do. You got to get on these things. You got to balance yourself. You got to go down the hill. You got to learn how to turn. You got to learn how to stop, which is something that I never learned how to do skiing. You got to do all of these things that are extremely, and talk about sore legs when you get done with skiing, and talk about, you know, possibly breaking a leg. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, I don't mean any offense by this, but that's you, okay? I don't know how coordinated you are.
Well, I'm not a half bad athlete. I mean, in my younger days, I used to play baseball and basketball and all that stuff.
Well, you know, you get sore from standing, okay? That's what you get sore from. But take it from me, believe me.
See, how can I take it from you? You've never been skiing.
Believe me, okay? I mean, I can tell something. It doesn't take much talent. Skiing doesn't take no talent at all. You stand there, you go down the hill, and then, you know, and then you're done. Skiing is a sport for celebrities like Goldie Hawn and those other guys at Aspen, Colorado. Why do you think everybody goes to Aspen, all the movie stars? Because it's easy, man.
Well, the notion that we're looking weak, why?
We look weak to the world when we fall on our asses at hockey. We look weak.
Okay, we're looking weak to the world while we're falling on our asses playing hockey.
Right. Like the last time we played hockey, what happened to us?
We got our asses kicked.
That's right. Rest of the world thought we looked like Norway's bitch. And
Well, you know, man, every other thing with you is Norway's bitch, Finland's bitch.
Hey, what the hell's up with that fag combo sport skiing and shooting anyway?
That's called a biathlon, and I don't want to hear we're Norway's bitch or the word fag anymore, if that's all right with you, okay?
Well, I mean, there's a reason why there's a reason why Nathan Lane skis, man.
Well, you don't know whether Nathan Lane skis or not. And I don't know that being in the Winter Olympics is going to undermine us with the world. Hey, look at that. Those guys can't play hockey. Let's go kick their ass.
Yeah, I think that Al-Qaeda...
Yeah, the Al-Qaeda is sitting there in their cave right now, getting ready for the Winter Olympics.
Well, I mean... I don't know.
I don't know. Look, Al-Qaeda isn't in the cave, and Bin Laden isn't in the cave checking out the Winter Olympics. Afghanistan ain't got no bobsled team, and there's no, Saudi Arabia ain't got no biathlon team. So there's no problem with them seeing us as being weak. Okay? The only problem that we're going to have is, the military thing. Being in the... Now, you may have a point. The Winter Olympics is a big exercise in bullcrap. Everybody knows it. Everybody in America is aware of this. There's only a handful of people that really want to see the Winter Olympics. But that's just because it's boring. It's got nothing to do with the fact that we're going to look weak.
Well, I'm just saying we should be careful not to look weak at any time. We'll lose the war if we look at...
No, we're not going to lose the war if we look weak in the luge.
Well, I mean, I called in.
Yeah, you called in, man. You faxed in your point of view. America's going to look bad if we allow ourselves to get our asses kicked at hockey and be Finland's bitch again, is the way you put it.
Well, I mean, that's how I felt.
I know that's how you felt.
You think I'm wrong?
Yes. I think you're wrong. I think you're dead wrong, brother. We're fine. We're not going to become Finland's bitch.
Well, we are in hockey.
Okay, well, we may be in hockey, all right, but Finland isn't going to invade and beat us because we can't beat them at hockey. What sport do you think they're good at in Afghanistan?
Soccer.
Okay, they could probably kick our ass in soccer, couldn't they?
Yeah, they probably could.
Okay, that doesn't mean that they're kicking our ass in war, does it?
I don't know, man, but they cut guys' heads off that soccer stadium like they're kicking them around. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's real hardcore. Ain't nothing going to happen with regard to America getting beat by Afghanistan in a war, even though those guys could pound our ass at soccer. No doubt about it.
About the only sport that's popular in Afghanistan is dirt clod throwing.
Yeah, okay, well, we're pretty good at that over here, too.
Like, they don't have a shot put, they have a dirt...
Great, man. Take your stupid... They got a shot put competition in Afghanistan where they use dirt clods. Speaking of the shot put, I got a kid that's going to be the shot put this fall. But anyway, you did that in high school? Shot put is like lame. No, well, it's not lame. I shouldn't say that. Even all those women in Germany who are actually not women but men, even they. Of course, that's the Summer Olympics. Yeah, the Winter Olympics is definitely not the most favorite time of year for America. We don't watch it. We don't dig it. Lately, though, I haven't been watching the Summer Olympics, so what do I care? I haven't been watching the Summer Olympics at all. What, didn't we just have one, like in Atlanta? I didn't see any of that. No. When did they? Oh, Sydney. God, see, I thought Atlanta was the last one. And the Sydney one, which I didn't watch, I heard was an absolute abortion, the way that they covered it on television. But I don't know. I wasn't interested enough to watch it. Huh? They tape delayed it? Somewhere along the line, the Olympics lost their way. I shouldn't say the Olympics. Yeah, the Olympics lost their way with the corporate coverage. But more importantly, they lost their way with the way that they were allowing the broadcast networks to cover it. And which one was in Japan that sucked ape? Nagano? What is that? Oh, that was the Winter Olympics too? Somewhere along the line, they lost their way. Somewhere along the line, they said... The money from the networks is too good to pass up. We'll let them do what they want. And what they say they want to do sounds okay to us. And they let the networks do what they wanted to do. And what the networks did was absolutely, completely gut and destroy any sense of suspense and excitement. You know, a few people remember, because, you know, I guess I'm the only guy that's around still, the Olympic victory by the U.S. hockey team over Russia, that was on tape delay, because I remember Jim McKay sitting there and saying, now, if you don't know what happened at the U.S.-Soviet hockey game today, stick around. I don't want to tell you, but just stick around. Well, I knew right then we won. So there was absolutely nothing even suspenseful about that, and that was 20 bloody years ago. So anyway, they lost their way because the money was too good to pass up, and bingo, now and it was all started in 84 at the U.S. Games in L.A. because of all that corporate bread that we were getting from Canon and the official Frito chip of the Olympics, the official, you know, corn chip of the Olympics, and all of a sudden the sponsors had their say. I mean, look, anytime anybody says that the free marketplace, when left unfettered and unrestrained, will produce an even better product, all you got to do is point to the Olympics. How can you say that that's the case? Guy says, I'd like to buy the rights to the Olympic Games. Okay, here are the Olympic Games. How much you want to give me? We'll give you $3 billion. All right, that's a fair price. The exchange is made. They have the rights to broadcast the games. They get their money. It's absolutely destroyed, the coverage on television. And where'd all that $3 billion go? It ain't going to the athletes. All I get is Lay's bean dip, the official dip of the Olympics. And these half-hour pieces, they started out as 30-second pieces. And then it became a half an hour where they up close and personal with some cat. So when are the Winter Olympics, man? February? I'm going to tell you how you can make the Winter Olympics exciting. It's a very, very simple thing. Root for Russia. Drink and root for Russia. Drink tons of beer and root for the Soviets in hockey. Root for the Russian. No, the Soviets don't exist, but root for Russia in hockey. Root for, you know, Norway and Finland. Don't root for us. Don't root for Canada. Yeah, root for Canada. Root for Canada. Just don't root for America. That's how you make the not only the winter, but the Summer Olympics exciting again. So that's my plan. I'm rooting for China in hockey. And I'm going for that Jamaican bobsled team like there's no tomorrow. And that Afghan luge team. That's where my money is. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Summer Olympics were cool in L.A. in 84. That was great. But other than that, no, that was a really fun Olympic Games. I mean, I've never been to one. That was the first and only one that I went to, 84. I was up at the very rim of the Coliseum right when Slaney ran into Zola Budd, and boy, were we drunk. I was a much younger man then, given to irresponsible acts, prone to rash behavior, not the sober, solid citizen that I am today. But back then, I mean, today, of course, I'm just a rock-solid father, husband, homeowner, professional. Back then, boy, were we drunk. And we were there to watch Mary Decker Slaney run right up the feet of Zola Budd, and everybody blamed it on Zola Budd. Now, I know these names. You don't know who the hell I'm talking about, do you? Zola Budd was this little South African. And this was back during the days of apartheid. So what happened? Oh, she was running for Britain. That was it. Because South Africa had been banned from the Olympics. So Zola Budd went to Britain and ran for the British. And she ran in her bare feet. And she was about, I don't know, 16, 17 years old. She's a real kid. And Mary Decker was the reigning long-distance champion, female long-distance champion. And they thought she was in the 1500 meter. And they thought that she was going to, this was going to be a great showdown between the two of them. Zola Budd was the big European champ. Mary Decker was the big one from America. And off they went. And they ran around the track a few times. And then Mary Decker fell on her ass. And then Zola Budd just dropped back because she couldn't believe what happened. And some Romanian won. Some blonde Romanian. Some tough-looking blonde Romanian chick who, she didn't let up a step, man. She knew what she was doing. She stayed right on both of their asses, and as soon as Slaney went down, and Bud just freaked out because she was only a kid and didn't know what to do, and she felt bad because her hero, Mary Slaney, had fallen to the ground, and here comes this Romanian broad, excuse my language, and she just, this chick could open a can of tuna with her ass, and anyway, I'm kidding. So that was a lot of fun. And that was really the last cool Olympics, because everything after that just sort of, 88 was what, Barcelona, and then 90, I don't know, I don't care. No, it was Seoul, that was it, and then something else. But it's fine, and you know, everybody ought to be allowed to at least enjoy some of the suspense, but when you utilize the power of the dollar to the extent that it can influence absolutely anything, now, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? You think that this is just a whole bunch of commie, socialist, bullcrap, Afghan, bin Laden stuff. I'm talking about a very real event. Give somebody enough money, and they'll go ahead and take. You know the old saying, everybody is up for sale. It just depends on whether or not you want to meet the price. Every single human being has got a price tag. Everybody, no matter who. Does that make me cynical? No, I think it makes me a realist. And no matter what, no matter who, no matter what the event or who the person, there is, believe me, a price to be paid. And the Olympic Committee there in, what is it this year? Salt Lake? I don't know. Sydney? Whoever. Willing to give the money, or take the money, I should say, from the network, willing to just give over the broadcast rights to an entity that literally destroyed any semblance of pleasurable viewing that we had. And what did we get in the end? It was a crap Olympics, man. Now, here comes somebody telling me, hey, man, let the marketplace reign and let the free enterprise system go, baby, because everything's going to find its own level. It's all going to be good, and it sucks. I ain't never going to watch the Olympics again. Not because I don't believe in you know, in the competition of athletes. I think it's really solid, but a couple of things have got to happen, man. A, they got to show it live, and B, I want to see Russia win a few. That's the only way, like I said just before the break, the only way you're going to make this thing kicks, the only way you're really going to have some fun with this thing, root for China and Russia, and suddenly everything's going to be just filled with suspense. And Germany, and just all those, don't root for America. You'd be a good American not rooting for America. You know why? Because you would be helping the Olympic movement. And in so helping the Olympic movement, helping the Olympic athletes get back to where they ought to be, American Olympic athletes losing every now and again. Because that's what made it fun in the first place. Now we got a training center, and we have all kinds of bread that we're laying on these people. And they got everywhere, everything that they need, anything that they need, they got it. So what is the excitement in watching a U.S. basketball team of professionals go out and pound the living hell out of Sri Lanka in the quarterfinals? I went to the Olympic basketball back in 84, watched Egypt and France. I mean, that just to, so I could see something worth seeing. Damn good game, too. And Egypt came out wearing their uniforms. They were so cheap that the red numerals on their jerseys were running. The dye was streaming down the front of their jersey. And France came out. They looked, well, they had nice uniforms anyway. Not enough black guys, though. I'm joking around. I don't want to see any of those commercials. The guy sitting at the bar and he says, yeah, give me another Budweiser, man. As he watched longingly at Carl Lewis or somebody else that he wouldn't have anything to do with in real life, winning the 400 whatever. You know, I don't want to see a commercial where, you know, like a black construction worker sits down with a helmet on and he gets himself a Bud and he looks up at the TV screen as the U.S. hockey team wins and he's like going nuts. Although I have seen black folks at hockey games and a few at NASCAR races, so. Action star Arnold Schwarzenegger broke some ribs in a weekend motorcycle wreck, but like the leather-clad cyborg he plays in the Terminator movies, he'll be back. According to his publicist, the actor took a spill from his motorcycle in a minor accident Sunday and was treated at a nearby hospital for several fractured ribs, according to his spokeswoman. He's a very seasoned rider, a very safe rider, but accidents do happen, and unfortunately he did have one yesterday. Apparently, he was trying to jump over a truck on PCH. He's resting comfortably and plans on coming home today. She described Schwarzenegger as in good spirits and said he planned to go ahead with plans to join his family. You know that they always describe a guy as being in good spirits after he's had, like, a multiple coronary? You know, like a multiple bypass and thrombosis? He's in good spirits. Don't you think that you would be in bad spirits after something like that happened? You're like, Jesus, what happened? I thought I was a seasoned rider. I thought I was good at riding a motorcycle. And here I am going out in the rain, man, with no helmet on, and I slid and I went under a truck and set fire to a mobile oil tanker and burned down six houses. But he's in good spirits. I'll tell you why he's in good spirits. He's getting $30 million for Terminator 3. So, as only Arnold could say, he'll be back, the publicist added, referring to Schwarzenegger's most famous line from the original Terminator movie. The Austrian-born actor is said to have recently clinched a $30 million salary to reprise his role as the unstoppable man-machine from the future for Terminator 3. Where I live on weekends, you can see all of the people going over the hills to Malibu on their motorcycles. And you see some sweet bikes. You see some unbelievable, really unbelievable bikes. You see, I'm looking at Harleys with radiators on them, you know. I mean, looking at all those cruisers and those trail bikes, and just every kind of sportster and a couple of Indians thrown in. You see a few of the rice burners. You see them all as they go over the hill on Saturdays and Sundays right by my house. And it's a weekend run, you know. And you ought to see the people decked out in the leathers and the helmets and the chicks that are, you know, about 125, you know, 115 pounds. And they're about 5'5" and they're like 50 going on 25. And their husbands are with them and their boyfriends are with them. And they all look pretty badass, you know, until you realize that most of them are bean counters over at Warner's. Most of these guys are like the accountants for Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. They got their Ducatis, and they got every kind of really sweet bike. And then you go over the hill and down to a place called Neptune's Net. Janice and I know about this place. Great place. Go over there, get yourself a couple of pounds of shrimp, big bottle of beer. Sit there, if you're lucky enough to get a table there right on the porch, and watch the bikes pull in and see the people get off and walk in. I ain't seen a Hell's Angel yet. These are all people that are working as CEOs for Sony, or they're one of the vice presidents for Sony anyway, or they're they're the accountants over there at DreamWorks, or they're somebody's agent, or somebody's publicist, or there's somebody. Ain't no movie stars. They stop into the Rock House there in Mulholland, hundreds of them. Then they go on off to Neptune's Net, and there ain't a movie star among them. But they got leather, and they got denim, and they got big-ass Harley-Davidson insignias on the backs of their jackets. And they're riding rice burners. I'm kidding. I don't see that. But it would be funny, wouldn't it? Some guy just come, pull in with a Harley jacket on. Leather jackets are clean. There ain't a crack on them. There ain't an ounce of dirt on any of them. And the women got off the back of the bike, and they got the lipstick and eyeliner and their nails done. And they don't have those big-ass, you know, oil boots, you know, those big those petroleum-based boots. They've got those little patent leather-heeled boots that they're wearing. During the week, they're all clean cut, but on the weekends, about as badass as they look are like the badasses you used to see on Chips. You know, it was kind of just not quite bad enough. I have a 3-day growth of beard going on, and but the boots are all wrong. They're patent leather. They're Italian. They're zippered Italian boots. And they whip their helmets off, and they got them under their arm, and they go walking in there to Neptune's Net, and they'll grab themselves a brew or whatever, go over and get some lobster, just sit on their bikes and talk to each other and admire each other's bikes and take pictures of each other's bikes. Those chicks on the back of those bikes, they smile, but they can't feel their genitalia for a week afterwards because of the vibrations. And anyway, I'm joking around. How would I know? No scratched helmets, all brand new. And in fact, I passed one of them as I was going home one day. And here came Charlie, the husband, and he's on a, you know, he's on a Sportster, and he comes around a corner there, and he's trying to look mad. He's got kind of a scowl on his face, you know, but he looks a little too fat and soft. And then right behind him on her cruiser, you know, she's got a big smile on her face with lipstick on is the wife with the black helmet, the black jacket, and the designer jeans and the zippered patent leather Italian boots. And she's on her little gold wing. And off they go. The guys that go like bats out of hell, with all due respect to our fine Harley riders, are those knuckleheads on those rice burners. Those guys, how many of them die a day? Just, you know, just like 100 a day go, man. They're just going in between cars. They go over that hill. They like to lean over, you know. They like to lean over like they're having their hemorrhoids looked at or something. They like to lean over, man, like they're getting a proctology exam. It must be that leaning over you guys like, huh? Like to do wheelies? Those guys on those rice burners, they love to lean right over there, man, and stick their butts way out over the back end of that bike. And then, you know, they're airlifted out of Mulholland over there to the burn unit, and it's just a great weekend. All right, I've been insulting our fine motorcycle friends long enough here. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Yeah, one more thing that a lot of those women do when they're riding their motorcycles there on the weekends up around Neptune's Net in the Rock House, they'll stand there with their little helmet under their arms and they'll wait for their husband to back the motorcycle up and then they'll get on it. So anyway, we've made enough fun of those fine folk. Hey, they're out there every weekend, you know, challenging the elements, living life on the edge. And I'm sitting there, you know, at my bar looking at DirecTV. Actually, I think I challenge the elements every bit as much as they do. They're sitting there on their motorcycle. I'm sitting there with a bottle of Don Julio Blanco. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, anyway, here is Hugh on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I would love it if you'd figure a way to hit these Miami Dolphin fans again with Booger Belmonte. I used to laugh so hard at that I could hardly stand it.
Okay. Thanks so much. Here's Ryan on the phone. Oh, did I just hang up on Ryan? Forget it. I'm not doing it. Forget the phone calls. I just hit like two buttons at once, and I hit two buttons at once, and I hung up on everybody. Well, maybe that's all for the better. No more calls from Miami, if you wouldn't mind. Just let's have a moratorium on the Miami calls and the days gone by and the reminiscing. It's beginning to really chap my hide. It was some character I used to do in Miami about the Miami Dolphin fans, and forget it. You know what? The Dolphins, did they lose or win this past weekend? I hope they lose every game here on out. What do you think of that? You got a new quarterback down there. The New England Patriots got one, that Brady guy. He's looking pretty good for Bledsoe. Get a new quarterback in Miami. And wouldn't you know, the Atlanta Falcons got sold, and they're staying in Atlanta. Thank God. Because somebody was bound to suggest they move to L.A. And we don't want a football team in Los Angeles. We do not want professional football here at all. You want to build a ballpark, you want to bring a team out here, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. I guess if you can find some land where you can put up a ballpark and stick some people in the seats and put a football team there, then maybe I'll think about buying some tickets. But beyond that, building you a stadium, forget it, Charlie. And if you want to move your bad team here, I guess maybe you can take your chances. You can roll the dice and hope that somebody shows up at the Coliseum. Where are you going to play? You going to play in the Coliseum? Nobody wants to go down to the Coliseum and watch football games there anymore. It looks like a dump anyway. Do they still have that chain-link fence around the Coliseum? I don't know what they got down there. I mean, actually, the neighborhood around there, the museum has been built up. It looks pretty nice, but the ballpark itself, I don't know what kind of shape it's in. And the Rose Bowl, forget it. You know, the Rose Bowl is not a comfortable place to watch a football game. It never has been. The Rose Bowl, you sit there, and you got the guy's back right up against your knees. There's no room, and forget it, okay? You go and watch a UCLA game every now and again, fight on for old UCLA, or however they say that, and that's fine. It's a wonderful afternoon, the ivy-covered halls, yada, yada, yada. But nobody want to go out and see a pro game there. Bet me. So we don't want any pro football here. We're going to sit and we're going to watch TV, direct TV, that is, as we get our NFL package each week, and we watch that little goalpost come up, and then we hit the football, and it's just great. Have you seen that, man? It's so fantastic. They got a channel called NFL Sunday Snap. You watch the channel, and it has all the scores of the games. Now, if there's a team within the 20-yard line threatening to score, they throw a goalpost up. That means click over to that channel. Then you can watch that team score. Then you go back to Sunday Snap. It keeps scrolling the scores. Then if there's another goalpost, boom, you go back to that. In the meantime, if there's no goalposts, they have, like, they play clips from locker room speeches, and they have the fight songs for the different teams. Then they have stats. So you're not wasting your time watching games you don't want to watch. Then here comes another little goalpost. Boom, you go over to that one. Watch about 6-7 games like that on Sunday. It was great. Never had to move. I couldn't move. Here's Ryan. Ryan, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. How's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to ask you two things, man. Well, comment on two things, anyway. The first thing, the funniest bit I've ever heard you do was the Francisco bit. I don't know if you remember that, where the guy wanted to talk to Francisco.
And oh, yeah?
He kept going, "You want to speak to Francisco?"
No, I don't remember that. What's the other thing?
All right, the other thing was, I also heard a bit where you had claimed that you went to a university in North Carolina at Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Who, me? No, I don't remember that at all. I remember a Forrest Gump bit.
Oh, well, I was just curious, man. I went to UNC Charlotte, and I'm a big fan of yours. I live out here in North Carolina.
Well, thank you.
There was an inconsistency to that, though. You claimed that you had some kind of molecular physics degree or something, and we don't offer that degree. But anyway.
Okay, I got to go now. I don't know what he's talking about.
Just wanted
Bye.
To say.
Phil Hendry Show.